Welcome to Afyemi Yushalmi. She responds to Elui Nishmas from Moshe Howarzitzal. We're holding in Yuma Daf Nun in the Art Scholars of Hadar edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloha Gimel, starting in Daf Tes Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, brings down Agadatas they have to do with Big Dekihuna. The same Karbonas bring Kapara, also Big Dekihuna bring Kapara. The reference here is because Big Dekihuna and Karbonas are written one next to each other. The more goes to explain. These four begodim, the shirt, the pants, the hat, the belt. Ketoinis the mechaper is loiv shekilaim. Ketoinis kavtei mechaper the ones that wear kilaim. He's the bayim meimah shev chedomim. Some say it's coming to mechaper shev chedomim on murders. Kamod atomar as it says in the pasuk. That's the pasuk in this week's parsha. Parsha vayeshiv. Vaidbelu is a ketoinis bedam. So you're downshitting that they put the ketoinis bedam to tell you the ketoinis is coming to be kaparo on dam Rashi. And Masechet Zvachim explains that vayidbelu is loshen kaparo. So the kaparo of the ketoinis is to come to be mechaper on dam on murder. Michlasayim is mechaper al gilu arayis. Michlasayim is mechaper al gilu arayis. Kvat omar vasalim michlasay bad lechasu is basar erva. The pasuk means it covers the erva, but the oimik is it covers the aveira of the erva. Mitzneve is mechaper as agas eruch. The hat is mechaper on Baal Gaivo, Kabodat Omar, Yosef, the Bitsef is Al Roy Shoy. It's on the head, meaning when someone is above his head. Avnet, the belt, Amichaper Al Ganovim, on the thieves. The Baimim are Al Okmonim, which means the cheaters, the liars. The belt was 32 amo in length, and it would be folded. So you see, that's the folding represents the one who's lying and changing things. It's coming to mechaper the ones who don't do judgment the right way. That's a choshe for the mishpot. It comes to mechaper the zorat. Coming to in vein eifoid with trophim with darshening that when there's no eifoid, then there's trophim, then there's the aveir of the zorah. Male, the coat, simon shav yenison, the bezgurin, shnei devorim, loy hoy so bem kaporo, the kaporo lama toyo kaporo. There's two things. There was no kaporo, meaning karbonis. The toyo gave you a kaporo, beiluim, hoyimu lo shadaro, hoyimu gnefesh bishgoko. Someone says lo shadaro, someone who murders by mistake. Hoyimu lo shadaro, loy salo kaporo, did have kaporo, vikavola, toyo kaporo, zuga meil. What is the kaporo? The bells on the bottom of the coat, of the Kohen Gadol. The Hoyo Alaron Lisharis, Vinishma Koloi, that's what the Pasuk says, it's on Aaron, and you hear its voice. Yavakoyo Bechaper al Koyo, the voice comes to Bechaper, and voice meaning the sounds coming to Bechaper al Loshonar. Horeg Nefesh Loyos al Kaparo, someone who kills by mistake doesn't have a Kaparo. Kamala Torah Kaparo, what is the Kaparo of someone who kills? Misas Kohen Gadol, when Kohen Gadol dies, that's the Kaparo. As the Pasuk says, Vyoshabad Moisa Kohen Gadol, meaning, the one who killed B'shoigig, he goes to their miklot until the Kohen Gadol dies. That's his kaparo. Sigma Tariya blows me, Yaakoyim v'neimra kaparo b'fnim v'neimra kaparo b'chutz. Meaning there's kaparo for Horig B'shoigig inside, and there's kaparo for Horig B'shoigig outside. What is referring to? So Rabchai points out, referring here to Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is someone who's murdered, we don't know who the killer is. So we're being Egla Arufa. So the Gemara says, Ma kaparo ha'amuro, fix the gear so. Ma kaparo ha'amuro b'chutz ben abokor mechaper al shreif chedomim. Meaning the same way outside, degla roof is mechaper on murderers. Af kaparo ha'amuro b'fnim, that happens inside, ben abokor mechaper al shreif chedomim, so the ben abokor is mechaper on the murderers. So as the Prei Moshe explains, meaning what is mechaper on someone who murdered is korbanis, ben abokor, an animal, not big dekihuna. So this is the one answer, can be shoyge, can be amazing. If it did by mistake, so then the kapara is the Mrs. Kohen Gadol. But when we're talking about the korbanis is someone who did it by mistake. So it's like, well, that's not true, because Shani Egla Rufa bin Shoyge amazing. Egla Rufa that we're learning from is mechaper and both. What is Egla Rufa? We don't know. So we found someone dead. We don't know who did it. If it was b'shoyge, it would be amazing. Egla Rufa is mechaper. So you made the korbanis inside, which you compare to Egla Rufa, should also be mechaper and shoyge and amazing. And so the Gemara Rav Yosi kan chet yadua, kan chet sheinu yadua. The Mrs. Kohen Gadol is mechaper when you know who the murderer is. So you have Mrs. Kohen Gadol. But when you don't know who it is, then you have the karbanis similar to Egla Rufa's when you don't know who killed the person. So it comes to something you don't know. And it seems the Gemara is not bothered by the fact that I have both the kapara bifnim and bechutz, meaning karbonis and eglarufa, that the Gemara is okay with to have the double. Shaila is, what is Mises Kohen Gadol coming to be mechaper? Tzitz, what is that mechaper? Is by meimer ala gutfonim, the people that are megadif, that they curse klapim alo? Is by meimer ala zeponim, the people that are zeponim that have chutzpah? Regarding the stone that was thrown on Goliath, who was Megadif? It says Metzach by Goliath. It says Metzach by Kohen Gadol, telling you that it comes for Giduf. It says Metzach by Isha Zoyno by Chutzpah, and it compares to the Metzach it says by Kohen Gadol. It says Rabbi Urim and Turim. Why is it called Urim? Shemeirim Lisrael, the light Yisrael told him what to do. They strain their way to explain what to do. The more continues to dash it. Meaning the tmimim means they reflect Am Yisrael. When they're tamim, so the tumim also gives them the correct answer. Meaning not always the tumim gave the right answer. Sometimes they didn't. One of the cases they didn't give the right answer was Begeva Binyamin. They asked the Erev to go fight Bnei Binyamin, and the Urim Tumim says go. And they died. They lost the war. So you see that sometimes the women too don't answer correctly if Am Yisrael doesn't deserve it. It's not that the women too did not answer correctly. But there's twice that they asked what to do. The first time they asked, should I go fight? He said, yes, go fight. They didn't say you're going to win the war. Only the second time he said you're going to win the war. So they were correct. They said, go fight. That was Xeris Hashem. They have to go fight. Not necessarily they're going to win the war. So there was nothing wrong in what they answered. You don't ask two questions at once. If someone did ask two questions at once, is that itani mishiva lo shoyno ve mishiva lo shnio? So some say that you will answer the first question on the second. Another brisa says the answer will be on the second question, not on the first. A third brisa says that he doesn't answer at all, not on the first question and not on the second question. Mando Mishiva Rishoino Vin Mishiva Lashnio is going to answer only the first question. Minadok, it says in the Pasuk of Yemer Dovid Hashem Lokei Yisrael, Hayas Giruni Balikilo Biyodoi, Hayei Red Shol. So yes, will the Balikivo give me to Shol, and will Shol come down there? Continue the word to explain, Dovid Loishol Kohagen. Dovid did not ask the right way. Because the right order should have been, Loitzucho, the right way to do it, the question number one should be Hayei Red Shol. Will he come down here? If he comes down here, will they give me to him? Will Balakiv will give me to Shaul? But the question, the first right order of sequence of events is Shaul first. And what did they answer? The answer very meshem yerid. The answer was supposed to be the first question. So here you see that when you ask two questions, the answer the first, or what's supposed to be the first, even maybe if the question, the first question came second, but if it was supposed to be the first, you always answer the first question. When do we see the answer on the second question but not the first? In the same raya, but they don't say that you changed the order. Yes, maybe he should have asked the first question second and the second question first, but at the end of the day, Dovid HaMelech asked in this order, and he answered him on the second question, his second question, if you don't, he should have been the first. So you see from here, they're in return we're answering on the second question, not the first. The Mandoma says he doesn't answer any question because it says in the pasuk Vayishal Dovid Bashem Lehemor Hardov Achrei Gdud Hazeh Hasigenu. Should I run after this army? Will I reach him? Continues the Gemara Daf Nunamud Beis, and the Gemara explains there was no answer to Dovid. Why? Because Dovid Bikesh Shalei Rachmi. Afterwards, Dovid Daven to Hashem, please help me out. He says Hashem Elkei Yisrael Hagenu Lavdecho. He davened to Hashem, that's what he got to answer, not because of his questions. How do I know that it wasn't because of his questions? Sharishtaim Shal, the Shiva Shalish. He has two questions. Shall I run after them? Will I reach them? And then they answer three answers. You should run after them, you will reach them, and you are able to save. He never asked about Atzol. So why is it brought down over here? Because it was not an answer to his question. It was because he davened, he got an answer. But on his questions themselves, he had no answer because he asked two questions at once. Continues the Gemara, it says, how did the Urim V'Turim answer? Istanitani hakoil hayashomea. There was some voice that came out with the answer. Istanitani haktab boilet, the letters would stick out. By Moshe Rabbeinu, you heard the voice. So every time you hear the voice, what is referring to? It refers to the names of the Shvatim that were written on the Choshen, which the Urim V'Tumim is inside the Choshen. The letters of the Shvatim on the Choshen would stick out with the answers. Says the Gemara of Aleis Chet B'Shvatim, the letter Ches is not written in the Shvatim. None of the Shvatim have the letter Ches. For the Tzadik V'Lekuf B'Shvatim, in addition, there's no Tzadik or Kuf. So these letters, they could stick out. How can you answer a question if you don't have all the letters of the Aleph base? Says the Gemara, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Kosov, Alem. In addition to the Shvatim written in the Choshen, also Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov written in the Choshen as well. Say, what about Aleis Tes B'Shvatim? Are you still missing the letter Tes? Call Eilis Shifte Yisrael Echokak Alem. In addition to the names of the Shvatim. And the name of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov also is written, Kol Eli Shifti Yisrael, so here's your test. And that's you have all the letters of the Aleph base on the Choshen. And this will conclude the seventh parak of Meseches Yumo, Hadron Loch Perek Baal HaKohen Gadol, Hadron Loch Perek Baal HaKohen Gadol, Be'ezer Hashem. So the Mishnah, beginning of the eighth parak. Yorim HaKippurim Asur Be'achilo Uvishtiyo. In Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink. Uberechitza, you're not allowed to bathe. Uvishicho, not allowed to anoint. When he has a sandal, one cannot wear shoes. With Tasha Shemito, one cannot have relations. Hamelech ve'akalo, the king and the kalo, hichutz his panim, they are allowed to wash their face. Ve'achaya, a woman who's giving birth, tino is a sandal, she can wear shoes. Ve'chachoyim o'yisuchoyim, they do not allow all these kulas brought down the Mishnah. Sedeg mo'yom kippur v'asur v'achil v'shtir v'chulei, onush kores ve'at omar hachim. So the word, someone who eats a Yom Kippur is chayav karis. You said Yom Kippurim osur. It's only osur, but there's no karis. Omar avilo lefochot mikishur nitzuchot. Talking about someone who's eating less than kashir. So he's not chayav karis, but it's still osur. Sigmo tanu is nafshir seichim, which means the words are that a person should inflict with himself with some inui, with some suffering. Yochol yeshiv lo yibachamo v'tzino k'desh yitztari. Maybe you should sit in the sun or in the cold and then you will suffer. Tomod loymar kol melocho loysasu. So you have to do melocho. Melocha asadcha b'mokam acher, v'inu asadcha b'mokam acher. Meaning the same way melocha that we say now that I do in Kippur is similar to what you have in someplace else, which means the melocha of Shabbos. So also the Isur of Inu is something we found someplace else that you're not allowed to eat. Ma melocha shasadcha b'mokam acher, melocha shechvim alei kores, like a Shabbos, af inu shasadcha b'mokam acher, inu shechvim alei kores, where do we find inui that is chayav kores on? Ve'eloim ha-pigulim v'anoisorim. When you have pigul and noisorim, meaning korbanos that went bad, someone eats it, he's chayav kores. So there is eating that has kores in it, so also the isur achil on Yom Kippurim is achil that has kores in it. Minayin rabois is a tefillin. Meaning we learn maybe you're not allowed to eat pigul v'anoisorim Yom Kippurim. But how do I know the isur tevil is also? You're adding also tevel. My rabbi is a tefillin shem and miso, because usually when a person eats tevel during the year, it's chiyuv miso. Someone eats the velo, that animal is no miso. Any inui, anything there which is also bachilo. Okay, so something which is also the heat, that will be also Yom Kippur. How you know regular food also could be also? You add all food. Okay, so bimar bechulin, which is no mitzvah to eat. V'larbis atrumo ma'isa sheni. I want maybe add true ma'isa sheni Yom Kippur. Shemem omud ve'echol. There is a mitzvah to eat. Tomulamet tanus tav shoseichem ribo. You have a mitzvah to bimar nev shoseichem. You add all achilo. Okay, so how true am I? So you have a mitzvah to eat. If you don't eat, you can leave it tomorrow. But you have another din. If you leave it tomorrow, you have an isur of noiser. That tanus includes all inu that's to do with achilo, meaning all achilos are also Yom Kippur. Tomar acher, know the answer. How do we know? We're talking about eating. Tanus of shesechem, dovo shui inui abes nefesh. Meaning that it could bring to ibu nefesh, it could cause the nefesh to be gone, cause someone to die. Which inu could cause someone to die? Someone doesn't eat and drink enough, he can die. It says here the words tanus al shesechem. It says the gabi the midbar also says loshan inui. Ma'inu shenemar la'olam inu re'ovin. The inu there refers to re'ovin because it says vayancho vayarivecho. So also here, afinu shemar kan inu re'ovin. So inu here refers to hunger, not eating. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Dafnon.